Dude, the robots are coming for your job, man. There's not even a reason to learn copywriting because the computers, the robots, they're gonna write all the copy for you. They're gonna write your sales letters and your landing pages and all of that. And like, there's no reason to become a good copywriter because the robots are taking over, dude. Yeah, I honestly exaggerate a little bit, but I've had plenty of people ask me about this in the last couple of years. Like, is it even worth learning copywriting when there's all of these new AI programs coming out that are saying, oh, like, we can write better copy than a copywriter, whatever, like a copywriter or a computer wrote this ad, and they're proclaiming the death of copywriting from artificial intelligence writing. And man, my experience, everything that I've seen says that we've got a long ways to go, and definitely over the short term and probably over the medium term for quite a while. And who knows, maybe even over the long term, computers are coming nowhere close to what a good copywriter can do. And I want to just have fun showing this to you today because, you know, why not have fun? So I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And today we're going to talk about why I'm not afraid of AI copywriters. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay. So for those of you who are watching the video, I'm sure you see my screen now, and you can see that I'm sharing a tool. It's called DeepStory.ai, DeepStory.ai. And what this is, it's designed to help storytellers come up with script ideas. And, you know, it's not one of the AI copywriting tools, but, you know, I figure we can have a little bit of fun with this, and it will make my point very well as far as why I'm not afraid of AI copywriters. Okay, so we're going to generate a new script, and we'll start with a header. We're going to generate, external, the pub, during the day. So this external scene will generate an action next. A reveler hands out flyers with Elvis Presley's pinup of the cowboy's late 19th century hat, proudly showing his tuxedo cap. Interesting. Let's generate more to this action. An intrigued bystander hands one over to the manager. The manager walks over to the bar where the posters are being held. Let's go ahead and generate some dialogue here. Character. The manager. The dialogue. Yes. The manager says, next stop, the Great White Way. There's no clubs in the vicinity. Rent a room, the Elvis factor. Is that the real reason behind these distractions? let's get another character in here. Bystander number two. What do they say? Could be. Couldn't help but feel he's more a friend than a client. The girl, though, don't see the appeal. What is bystander? Those hippies are deeply tribal. They're into hippie tattoos and big teeth. All right, should we generate one more action? Let's see. What happens next? The manager shrugs, puts his flyers in the trash can, and heads out. Moments later, he steps on a school bus just in time to see it pull away. The bus cruises down an empty, snow-covered... Oh, come on. Road. It traverses a small hill. It disappears over the horizon, down the hill. Okay, so hopefully this gives you a sense of why I'm not too afraid of AI at this point. So it's some crazy scene in front of a bar, and the manager says, "Rent a room, the Elvis Factor. Is that the real reason behind these distractions?" Bystander two is complaining about the tribal hippies and their hippie tattoos and big teeth. And the manager steps onto a school bus, and it's just in time to see it pull away. Not quite sure what's going on there, but the whole point being, let's come back to the webcam. The whole point being that, these AI tools, right now they're fun. And right now they can be used as a creative device. But the actual, like the copywriter focused or marketer focused tools that I've seen up until this point are honestly no better at all. And in fact, I tried some AI copywriting tools and I wanted them to work. And I like what I wanted to be able to do was take the entire script of a video sales letter and put like paste it into this AI tool and have it pull interesting copy out and ads out and give me some ideas for ads and emails and that sort of thing. And I found out that they suck at that. They're no good at that. You can enter something like 300 characters or 300 words or some very small amount about your product, and it will generate some really trite sayings, really hackneyed copy that is really, I mean, it's just as bad and just as much of a misfit as what you just saw from this AI copywriting tool. And yeah, it's more focused on the same kind of copywriting language that every like old copywriting book uses, and all these like very, very neutral, uninteresting bits of copywriting are full of, right? But man, really, that stuff, maybe it's good for testing a bunch of subject lines. Maybe it's good for testing a bunch of like tiny bits of copy. Maybe it's good for testing a bunch of very, very small pieces of copy that are really just meant to like shuffle the customer along through, some kind of click journey, whatever. But you don't get any real big ideas from AI copywriters. You don't get any unique creative thinking. You don't get any combination of ideas that's going to connect with the market and resonate with it. You don't get real human-to-human connection. You don't get stories that are worth telling in copy. You don't get like interesting copy. You get just the same kind of bull promise junk, like very, very superficial promises of, oh, our product is the best. We are, we'll get you this result without this pain point. Like all this stuff that is really, I mean, maybe it competes with an entry level copy, like somebody who's in their first 6 months of trying to get good as a copywriter. Maybe that AI copy competes with that and what those people would write given a bare minimum of resources, a bare minimum of research, a bare minimum of like best practices. Given the bare minimum, the person with the bare minimum skills maybe gets beat by the AI copywriter. And then suddenly you have to be competing in a more competitive market. You have to have more original ideas. Suddenly you have to have more like a more comprehensive sales presentation. Suddenly you have to have something that is connecting with the audience in a deeper way than these superficial promises. And suddenly the AI copywriters come up really, really, really short. I mean, there is nothing about that script that I just read you that would compete with anyone who has had more than, let's say, 6 months of training in how to write a script. And it is fun. It's fun and silly to take a tool like that and to play with it. And in fact, somebody who is a good writer may be able to take a tool like that and come up with some interesting ideas. Right? But the tool itself, the output of the tool itself is insanely, insanely limited. And as of right now, is nowhere close to paralleling the skills, the capabilities, the output, like the specific product result or the specific writing result of someone who has even moderate level skills as a writer. And I mean, we haven't even gotten into things like, can this AI tool interview the let's say the inventor of a product, and ask them a bunch of questions about the origin of the product. Ask them a bunch of questions to help them understand why the product is built the way that it is. Ask them a bunch of questions to get the compelling story angle. And then take that interview and turn what was said in that interview into copy that is even more compelling than anything that was said in that interview. And heck no, there is no way that those AI copywriting tools or any kind of AI writing tools at this point are anywhere close to that level of human creativity. And so as a copywriter, yeah, like you want to get better than the bare minimum. You want to get better than just being able to write short copy, promise-based copy based on the bare minimum of like any kind of product details. Yeah, you want to get better than that. And as soon as you are, these copywriting tools that are based in artificial intelligence, they're not going to hold a candle to you. And they probably won't for a very, very long time. And so I'm not afraid of AI copywriters, and I don't think that you should be either. And if you do want to go deeper and develop the kinds of copywriting and marketing skills that will help you continue to be far and away better than a computer program, then check out my BTMS Insiders training library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee and you can instantly stream any and all of the training in the catalog. You can binge watch whatever, you can watch it here and there, whatever works for you. Specifically, in the context of this, I would encourage you to check out High Velocity Copywriting and the Story Selling Masterclass, because those are two higher level skills that you can develop as a copywriter that will take you far, far, far beyond anything that AI copywriters are anywhere close to. So I'll include those links in the description. Once again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Thanks for watching. You don't need to be afraid of AI copywriters, not anytime soon. I hope you've gotten a lot of value out of this episode, and I'll catch you again next time. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.